Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learned Psalm 128. Shir HaMa'alot, Ashrei Kol Yarei Adonai HaHolech B'drachav. Yigia Kapecha Ki Tochel Ashrecha V'Tov Lach. A song from Ma'alot. Happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways, for you shall eat the labor of your hands. Happy shall you be, and it shall be well with you. Eshtecha Ki Gefen Poriya B'Yarkitei Beitecha. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in your house. Your children like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless you from Zion. You shall see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. And you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Rav Samet sees a strong connection between the second half of the previous psalm and our Psalm 128. The thrust of the latter half of Psalm 127, as we mentioned, is about first finding the balance between connecting with God and contributing one's own energy in building a life. Psalm 128 begins with that magical synthesis by stating in verse 1 about fearing God and in verse 2 about the labors of one's hands. A second motif, which comes out clearly from the latter half of Psalm 127, is that with that special balance, one will be rewarded with children and see the rewards of transmitting it to the next generation. And Psalm 128 begins by praising the man that his wife will be fruitful and then certainly focuses on children and sons, which is in verse 3 and 6. Additionally, that mesmerizing word ashrei appears prominently in the first two verses, praising the individual who found that ideal God-man balance. This seems to respond to the last verse of the previous psalm, which begins with ashrei remarking on the success of the individual who sees it in his children. In sum, Samet sees these two psalms as wisdom psalms, speaking of the ills of the one who does not include God in their initiatives in part one of Psalm 127, and then he rewards the rewards of finding the balance. While Psalm 128 seems to be positively praise the one who has found the right perspective and sees this reward in his wife and children. With regard to the content of the verses and the stylistic aspects, Rasamic notes a strange phenomenon with regard to the voice with which the psalmist speaks in the psalm. Verse 1 is nistar, in third person, speaking praise about the person who walks in God's ways. Verse 2, 3, and 4 switch to nochach, speaking directly to the praised soul. Yigia kapecha, ki tochel ashrecha, v'tov lach. You shall eat, you shall be happy, you shall be praiseworthy. But then in verse 4, it reverts back to nistar. Kichein yivarach gaver yirei Hashem. Thus shall men be blessed who fears God. And once again in verses 5 and 6, God should bless you. Why does the psalm switch back and forth and twice? Rav Samet sets up the psalm in two sections which parallel each other. Each one beginning with the third person speaking about God, the God-fearing person. Verse 1, Ashrei kol yirei Hashem. Praiseworthy is those who fear God. Verse 4, Gever yirei Hashem, the man who fears God. Perhaps Psalm 128 wants to speak to that individual who does fear God, does invest in family, and merit to see the rewards which stem from that existence. But the psalmist then explains that the individual leads two lives, a private one and a public one. The private life is expressed in the first half of the psalm and begins with fearing God, but then conveys the divine reward for that life choice, blessing on one's family. For this reason, the psalmist turns directly to the individual in verses 2 and 3 and speaks to the most significant investment he made and the most rewarding return on that investment, his family. Yigia kapecha, eshtecha ki gefen poria. You work hard internally and are rewarded with the family who will then continue your life essence. The public or communal life is also significant in Judaism, which involves not only focusing on the home, but expressing fear of God to community and nation. The psalmist reflects that in verse 4, Hine kichen yivorach gaver, this is how the individual will be blessed. And Malbim echoes these thoughts, saying that until now the blessings were given to the man, his wife, his family. From here on, though, the blessing goes external on all people in the nation. For this reason, verses 5 and 6 speak of the blessing coming from Zion, which Malbim sees as a nationwide blessing. For that is from where God commanded all the adherents to be blessed. The final verse seeks a blessing which is political in nature, peace throughout the land, serenity amongst the entire nation. The Midrash concludes with a message which joins the two themes together. Since there will be a blessing of sons to your sons, there will be peace upon all of Israel. When you invest in your children and first work on the family unit to strike that balance of God and work into the minds and hearts of every part of the family unit, then the reward will be the next generation and the spreading of this mentality to all of Israel, ultimately bringing peace and serenity to all. This is probably the theme of Shalom al Yisrael, that mosaic that's found in a 1,500-year-old synagogue in Jericho called the Synagogue of Shalom al Yisrael.